This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Brian Zilm. He's Zoning Economic Development Grant Writer Administrator for the City of Carlinville. And welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Brian, today we're going to discuss your new position, which just by the title says you're probably a pretty busy individual. And let's just get into a little bit about what will you be doing in a general nature as the new Zoning Economic Development Grant Writer Administrator.
Well, it's kind of become a one-stop shop type of things, and there's obviously always other duties as assigned. But right now, with all the rescue plan money that's going to be sent out to the communities, right now I'm working on getting the city submission ready for that. Obviously, we're looking forward to the infrastructure money dropping, as soon as it passes in D.C. There's just a lot of grants out there right now where people will come in and ask, whether it's something that works for the parks here, whether it's through IDNR. There's, things for the lakes. People want to restock the lakes and deal with some of the problems out there. And it's just very wide-ranging when it comes to grants right now. With economic development, we're trying to recruit some new businesses to town. We're trying to be a little more progressive with our regional partnerships, reaching out to, just yesterday I was with Great Rivers and Routes, which is a fantastic organization, hoping to get Carlinville more involved in that. And there's just some great things happening in Litchfield right now through a workforce center, hopefully coming. So we're just trying to be more involved, and I think Carlinville's been labeled a bit of a bedroom community over the last certain period of time, and we're kind of hoping to change that and being a little more on offense with that.
Zoning is in there too, and I thought maybe we'd ask you specifically, when it comes to zoning, that's a very complicated issue in many ways, but sort of how will you be working with zoning? Obviously, you'll have to have interaction with individuals, but sort of where does that come in?
Yeah, so with zoning, it's very broad. We were late to this interview because someone came in and needed a permit for a fence they're putting up. Later on today, I'm going to go check out the gentleman's driveway, probably where I deal with the public the most. And when someone is doing a zoning permit, it's for something that they want to approve their property with. So it's very important to them that I know what I'm doing when I go to talk to them. And it's important for the community to distinguish, this is a residential area, this is a business area. And for me, it's the part that doesn't come the most natural, but I've been involved with zoning for a bit. Mayor DiMuzio appointed me to the committee a year ago. So that one is the most on-the-job training. But luckily, Steve Parr, who was here before me, kept great notes, and he kept notes of everything. So I have plenty to learn on there.
And zoning, I'm sure, I know over the past 20 or 25 years, is something that's always changing. The city council may enact new zoning ordinances or amend zoning ordinances, and I guess that'll be something you'll have to be dealing with on a regular basis as well.
Oh, without a doubt. Right now I'm starting to plan my first zoning committee hearing for a change in zoning that will hopefully eventually go to the council. So it's like everything with government. There are certain steps and protocols you got to go through, and it's been nice to get to know the council members this way, and it's nice to know the committee on my experience of working with them, first of all. But there's a process to it, and I'm anxious and eager to get the first meeting under my belt.
Now, we can move on to another equally diversified area, and that would be economic development. And, of course, that isn't just one thing you're dealing with. As you said, you meet with other entities and things to promote Carlinville. You probably have to even meet with different factions in Carlinville. There's all kinds of organizations here. Sort of where are you at on that?
One goal that I know will fall under other duties as assigned to me is community outreach. community liaison to groups like Winning Communities or the Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Business Association, Make Carmel Beautiful. Working with these organizations who are critical to the economic development of Carmelville kind of goes hand in hand with what I'm doing for the city. And I really look forward to partnering with them and their talents and what they do for Carmelville. And hopefully together, you know, we can really, you know, attract some businesses to town, attract some tourists to town, and just do what we can to promote the city of Carmelville, whether it's regionally or whether it's, you know, on the more local level, just to make sure that these organizations and events succeed and bring a lot of people to Carmelville.
I know this is probably not a good topic, but I thought while we're here, because it keeps resurfacing all the time, I imagine it makes your job a bit harder. Right now in the times of COVID, this has been pretty bad for business, tourism, and so forth. And I'm sure that makes it a little touchy right now as well when we think we're getting out of it and then it comes back. Is that sort of how you see it?
Without a doubt, because the uncertainty is, you know, when I'm trying to recruit a business to town, you know, they've been hit too. And they don't have the money needed to, you know, if they want to come and redo a building, they might not have that now because they want to hold off on that savings just in case something like this pops up again or we get another wave. So it's made it pretty difficult for some of these businesses who want to come to Carlinville, but they just they feel uneasy about such a large investment in either a new building or rehabbing an old building just because of the uncertainty that comes with, you know, a worldwide pandemic.
Going hand in hand with economic development, I would believe, would be grant writing, at least in various avenues. And you, when we opened up the program, discussed some of the things that are coming. And there are a lot of funds available both to municipalities, counties, and things like that because of the COVID we just spoke of, and for other reasons, always on an annual basis or whatever it may be. And I suppose you probably need to prioritize a list when you're thinking about which grants you want to, you know, write for or apply for and things like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are some things that come across my desk where I'm like, well, this would be an easy one to get. But, you know, how does this factor into what our ultimate goal is for the city of Carmelville? And so, yeah, we do have to prioritize. When it comes to prioritizing, it's a little tricky because, especially when you're dealing with council members and the public, everyone has their own priorities. And, you know, I mentioned an IDNR grant earlier, and that one might have to fall a little lower on the totem pole because one thing we really want to do is improve the infrastructure of Carlinville. And while that IDNR grant might, you know, if we receive it, help restock the lake or something, infrastructure is critical to Carmel right now. It's old, and if you go on Facebook, you can clearly see how people feel about the infrastructure. But it's hard. It's really hard to prioritize when people have passion projects, and they really want us to, you know, go all in it. But it's a hard thing to prioritize. But that's just part of government and working with the public and working with a council like we have.
And I think another two, maybe it's sort of misunderstood. A lot of times grants come with all kinds of complications like matching funds, 25%, 50%, and you got to have the money for that. And then that gets into another area, and that can complicate some of the things you might like to do, but, well, might not work out right now.
Right, exactly. I was talking to someone yesterday who has some great ideas for a grant through IDNR, but the problem is it's a 50-50 matching grant. And so, you know, let's say their project was $100,000. It's, okay, do you have $50,000 that can help offset this? Because, you know, one thing I want to make clear to organizations like that and people talking to me is I am there to assist them with any grant writing, but my grant writing is for the city of Carlinville. But the mayor has given me the ability to work with these groups, and if they need any help with their grants, I can help out. But it's also, you know, you got to have that hard discussion of, okay, there's a $100,000 project. Let's say we get this through IDNR and you get $50,000. Does this project have $50,000? Do you know if you can raise that? So that's, you know, one thing right now where these groups are having problems because of the matching. And hopefully that's something we can all get figured out.
And Brian, as we said, you have had experience in various endeavors, county level, city, chamber, and things like that. And as you're, I guess, getting warmed up in your sort of new position for the city of Carlinville, what do you see sort of as the future as you get, shall we say, more comfortable? And what do you hope for down the way?
I think one thing that I want to develop is almost like a new tone for the city of Carlinville of, like I mentioned earlier, and I've mentioned it to people around City Hall, where we've been on, feels like we've been on defense, and we've been kind of in our bedroom community and, you know, not wanting to be a part of regional things. I want to be on offense now, and that's kind of my my priority on a lot of things. I think in grant writing and economic development and zoning, you know, just being more progressively aggressive and being a part of these regional organizations like, say, even like on the local level at Chamber of Commerce or even out to Great Rivers and Routes. You know, just being able to show that Carlinville is interested in working with people, especially when it comes to grant writing, those partnerships really help because you collectively write a grant and, you know, hopefully it helps your chances of receiving the grant. But overall, my goal is to just get Carlinville more out there, and hopefully that helps us draw some new businesses to town or receive some grants for our projects. So that's pretty much my goal, at least right now. So ask me in a couple hours, though.
All right. And again, we've been talking with Brian Zilm, Zoning, Economic Development, and Grant Writer Administrator for the City of Carlinville. And thanks for joining us on the forum this weekend, Brian.
Thanks so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.